Hi, this is Charisse Kenyon, and you're listening to the Beauty Me podcast, all about beauty beyond the BS. This week's episode is so fitting. Here in the UK, I think we're going through a mini heat wave. I mean, so far it's only really reached maximum 28 degrees, which I think is around close to 90 if you're going with Fahrenheit. Do I even know what I'm talking about? Let me just say 28 over here is usually close to 90 elsewhere. And I'm again talking about scents, and I've picked out a really iconic summer scent. I'm talking about Estee Lauder's Bronze Goddess. It's a perfume that I have known since it first came out. And even when I was preparing for this episode, I was really mad at myself for not keeping my old bottles, because as you'll find out through this episode, there are many different iterations of this fragrance that have been available to us since it came out. But let's try and keep this an organized episode. I can already feel myself going off on a tangent because I truly do love this perfume. But first of all, I think it makes sense to take you back to when it first launched and try to break down what's made it so iconic and so long-lasting. And at the end of the show, I'm going to share my own thoughts on the very latest iteration of this fragrance, which I bought a few weeks ago, and that one is called L'Eau de Lumière. Since launching in 2006, there have been many iterations of this iconic scent, but it's where it started that really got me interested. It didn't start out as Bronze Goddess. The initial version of this scent was actually a body oil. It was a limited edition. It was a collaboration between Estee Lauder and Tom Ford, which, if you know the very sensual roots of this fragrance, will make total sense to you. Tom Ford at his peak, I'm talking about, which would have been around the mid-90s when he joined Gucci and completely changed the brand's identity for the better. He became known as the designer who really brought sensuality back to the catwalk. And it's no surprise that his take on a summer fragrance would be kind of a bit heady, a bit nostalgic, and definitely sultry. Tom Ford, I think obviously he's moved on massively with fragrance. They always have kind of like a cheeky vibe, but they're always very sexy and sultry, I feel. With this one, this body oil, he really did create a fragrance that sank into the skin. So it's kind of you, but just even more sensual. I never tried this body oil, but when it first launched in 2006, it was called Azuré Soleil. And it was inspired by white sandy beaches and azure blue seas that apparently Mrs. Estee Lauder herself enjoyed from her holiday home off the coast of France. The scent notes were mandarin orange and bergamot, followed by white florals like Tahitian gardenia with warm amber, caramel and vanilla. And it came in a beautiful bottle. Tom and Estee were clearly onto something when they launched the body oil. And the following year, even though that body oil was limited edition at the time, in 2007, it came back and it was joined by a perfume called Azuré Soleil Eau Fresh Skin Scent. And that was just like the next level of the scent. And I can just imagine wearing this with the body oil. Oh, it's definitely a bit of me. I know I tried this perfume at the time because I remember the bottle. I'm really upset that I didn't keep it. It was this beautiful turquoise bottle with a fluted gold cap. For me, the look was very Tom Ford, kind of mature and moneyed, but again, sexy. Apparently, if you wanted to try and find your way back to this initial fragrance, it's worth trying Tom's own Soleil Blanc, which is said to be very similar to Azuré, but it's a bit creamier and more spicy. So, of course, as with most collaborations, it has to come to an end, and the contract between Tom and Estee apparently expired in 2008. And soon the contract between Tom and Estee expired. Tom obviously went on to do his own thing, but clearly Estee thought there was something here with the popularity of The Azore Soleil oil and the perfume was undeniable. So in 2008, Estée Lauder brought out a slightly tweaked version with a brand new name, Bronze Goddess. The same nose was behind both perfumes. Alberto Morillas, the Spanish perfumer who has undoubtedly created some of the world's most iconic fragrances, including many of your favorites. And he's someone that has a real passion for the sea, citrus notes, flowers such as jasmine and tuberose. So it definitely sounds like he made his mark on this perfume as well. And I believe he stayed with the brand through all the various iterations over time. For me, both Bronze Goddess and Azore Soleil are fragrances steeped in feelings and pleasurable moments. I'm talking about holidays in the sun or just time in the sun. But I think for many of us, there are several key signatures that we all understand about being in the sun, summertime. It's a time when we're enjoying how the sun feels on our skin, which is hopefully layered with sunscreen, by the way. SPF 50 on the face for me at all times, but on my body it's SPF 30. And also, you might notice that many sunscreens that are made more for the body often contain scents. So definitely lots of coconuts in there, which is something that can absolutely complement a classic summer scent, as coconut is something that when it's on warm skin, it seems to just smell even better and even sweeter. Another way we love to wear fragrance during these times is shimmering body oils, which of course was the first product that would go on to become Bronze Goddess. I mean, there's so many brands that do these shimmering body oils now. Some of them have a lot more shimmer than others. They all smell amazing. It's all about those exotic flowers. And it's something that we can all wear even if we're not going anywhere. I think that's even since the pandemic, I don't know about you, but I probably respect and love my fragrances even more because there was a time when we weren't going anywhere. And for many of us, perfume is just a thing that you put on when you're going out. But for me, it's, I've got a collection of perfumes I wear when I'm going out. I've got a collection of perfumes that I wear when I go to bed. I've got a collection of perfumes that I wear when I'm heading out for the day. Scent is such a signifier of who you are, how you're feeling, or how you want to feel that day. And I think fragrance really can take you away to somewhere really special, somewhere glamorous, somewhere tropical. I don't know if it's because I live in the UK. I imagine if I lived in warmer climes, I wouldn't care so much. But in the UK, sitting in the sun can really feel like the ultimate luxury. One, because we don't get the sun at regular frequent intervals. And two, because we don't often get to enjoy it even when we have it. You know, this heat wave's turned up and I'm sure many people listening are still going to work Monday to Friday. So we don't always get the opportunity to really enjoy the sun unless we've booked time off. So for me, that signifies that time is the biggest luxury we have, especially right now. Lately, we're talking so much about quiet luxury. And again, I think scent is often a signifier for that. I don't think Estée Lauder is known as a brand that's, you know, the £300 plus fragrance. But for many of us, especially right now with the cost of living crisis in the UK, which I have my own thoughts on, but many of us right now, £100 on a fragrance can absolutely feel like a luxury, especially when you're spending it on something that nobody's going to see. It's going to make somebody react. It might make them feel something about you. It's definitely going to make you feel something, but you can't see it. One really brilliant thing that Estée Lauder has nailed with Bronze Goddess is that it regularly plays with the scent, creating very new, often much lighter versions very regularly. I think it's usually around April, May time each year. So the original version is available all the time, but you just seem to notice the advertising, you know, as summer starts rolling around. But they are also kind of spoilers with these regular seasonal limited editions each summer. I'm still trying to work out how many there have been so far ever since 2006. And I don't want to trust anybody on the internet. So I have reached out to the Estée Lauder PR to see if they can help me. They are looking into it for me. So if they come back to me by the end of the show, I will drop it in. If not, as soon as I know, I'll let you know over on social media. So stay tuned for that if you want to know, because I'm curious as to how many versions of Bronze Goddess there have been. I'll probably get really upset about it that I missed certain ones. There's so many seasonal versions: Bronze Goddess Nuit, Bronze Goddess Azur, Bronze Goddess Capri, so many, all under Alberto Marias' watchful eye. Despite all these different versions, I think whatever version you go for or whatever version you've tried in the past, the key selling point of this particular scent is its ability to transport both the wearer and whoever is in their vicinity to another place or even another time. What makes the regular launches the most fun is how each time the fragrance is reinterpreted, there are several other products designed to give you that warm summer feeling and look. So there'll be bronzing powders, self-tanners, salt scrubs, body oils, lip glosses, and often the packaging and the bottle itself will have some new details added too. This year, the extras include a Healthy Glow bronzer that features blush and highlighter that I'm wondering about getting, as well as a really gorgeous looking all over face and body gloss that promises a glassy radiance. I personally love the fact that we regularly get to try something new, but I know that the annoying thing with limited editions is that many of us could fall in love with that one item or that one version of the fragrance and we cannot grab it again the following year. So you kind of have to stock up on these things. If you see it, you like it, you love it, just buy more than one. Before I move on to the final section, which is where I share my thoughts on the very latest iteration of Bronze Goddess, L'Eau de Lumière, I wanted to pay homage to one of the models that has most often been associated with Bronze Goddess. And by the way, let me just say, I should have said this at the beginning, but this is not a sponsored episode. This is purely an episode from my heart about this perfume and many of the images associated with it. And again, that's why I really want to share with you this model. So since 2018, the face of Estee Lauder fragrance, skincare and makeup has been Grace Elizabeth, who was just 21 at the time. But I'm talking about someone who has worked with the brand for over 20 years. It's the supermodel Carolyn Murphy. Always love that woman. She's just always had this very elegant vibe. And she's one of my all-time favorites. And her first campaign for Estee Lauder was for Advanced Night Repair. If you know your skincare, you will know that is a cult skincare product, like big time. She started back in 2001, and this campaign was shot in 2002 by the equally iconic Steven Meisel. Over the years, Carolyn would feature in many campaigns for the brand, including the super popular Double Wear Foundation and, of course, Bronze Goddess. And for me, she really does epitomize the scent. There have been other models over time, but it's this one campaign in particular when she was photographed by another great, Mario Sorrenti, in 2015. It literally took my breath away. Even looking back at the pictures yesterday, I was just like, I don't know, it's me. I think I'm so into, I've got a tomboy side and I've got a full-on glam side. And these images of Carolyn Murphy in the pool, by the pool, are just, they are amped up. Like, the water is so blue. She's wearing a black swimsuit and she's got this full-on gold eyeshadow that covers her complete eyelids. It's super metallic. Her lips are the shimmering coral, which is another color I always associate with the Bronze Goddess collections. She's wearing all gold accessories. Basically, she is like the highest level take on the Bronze Goddess aesthetic. Be sure to head to my TikTok, by the way, and I will definitely share as many of the visuals of Bronze Goddess over the years. You can find that at Charisse Kenyon. But yeah, back to these images. She's just super bronzed, super golden, super kind of aloof. She is a goddess. And I feel that in the beauty world, goddess means a real icon of beauty, but also beauty inside and out. Obviously, the word goddess means many things around the world. And even when you look back at ancient Greece and Rome, there are so many different goddesses, from Aphrodite to Artemis, Hera, But for the purposes of this podcast, I'm purely talking about the visuals, that golden icon that is a goddess. So we've reached the part where I want to share my thoughts on the very latest version of the perfume. And I was actually thinking about repurchasing the original. I was so set on buying it. I don't know if you managed to check out episode 200, but I sat with my friend Rachel, who's a makeup artist and hardcore perfume enthusiast. And we were just talking about summer scents, and we were just talking about how you can really get taken back, you know, that whole nostalgia thing. And we were even remembering ad campaigns and that feeling of summer equaling glamour. And I think even that reminds me of summer as a child is very different to summer as an adult, or what you would hope. But even then, there are still some overlaps, you know, the sand in your toes, the salty water, the SPF that hopefully your mum is still putting on your body when you're tiny and can't make any decisions for yourself. I do think there's a lot of crossover there. And again, that probably adds to the nostalgia. I'm probably thinking on way too shallow a level. It probably goes way further back than that. So after this chat with Rachel, I was like, I'm gonna buy it. But I happened to be flicking through British Vogue and I saw the newest version. And I looked at the notes and one ingredient really caught my eye, and that's frangipani. It comes from a white flower. It's a scent that really builds. It's kind of similar to jasmine, and some people have said it's like jasmine with vanilla. I couldn't even begin to describe it to you. It's quite heady. Like I said, it builds. It's very sensual. And for me, it's also the ingredient that's in one of my all-time favorite body oils, the Elemis Frangipani Monoi Body Oil. Oh my God. I would go through bottles and bottles of that stuff when I had a bath, because I like to melt it in the bath and then put it on my skin. It's quite a solid oil. I need to get some more of that in my life as well. But that specific scent, I was like, I need to try this new version. So I couldn't see on the website if the new version that I bought is a limited edition. I'm sure it is, but hopefully it isn't. The new version is called Bronze Goddess L'Eau de Lumière, and its notes are jasmine sambac, coconut milk, lemon leaves, Italian mandarin, tuberose, crystal moss, amber, and of course the frangipani flower I mentioned. For me, this results in a very different scent to the original. It's very fresh, and I imagine that they created it because they know that the original is made for people like me. That's a little bit more heady and intense, and it's very long wearing. So for me, this is very much a daytime spritz. It's very delicate, and I think it will really appeal to people who love that freshness. You know, like if you're into your crisp white shirts and classic gold jewelry and pale blue denim with loafers, you will love this version. It's definitely left me missing the original, so I'm probably going to go and buy the original as well. I think it's a truly magical fragrance, and I guess I want to revisit that time because I have bought it so many times over the years. I remember I used to wear it when I lived in Dubai, which is a place that's hot all year round. It's hot and then it's even hotter, you know. But sometimes in the evenings, it'd be a little bit cooler and Bronze Goddess would just be kind of wafting along with me as maybe I walked by the beach or headed out for the night. It just takes me back to some really exciting, different times. And it's one of those fragrances that even when summer's over, you could be in the depths of winter, but on those rare, bright mornings, or maybe even a late autumn evening, you can spray on some Bronze Goddess and be transported to happier, sunnier, altogether richer times. I love it. And I would love to know if you know this fragrance. Be sure to head to my DMs over on Instagram or Twitter at BeautyMePodcast, or email me direct at beautymepodcast@gmail.com. I'd also love to know what your signature summer scent is. And I'd love it if you could let me know via the question that I've posted over on the Spotify page. So if you've listened to this on Spotify, Get involved with the poll and let me know. While you're there, be sure to hit follow. And if you're listening anywhere else on Apple, Amazon, Google, make sure you subscribe so you never miss another episode. Finally, if you want even more when it comes to imagery, do check out my TikTok at Charisse Kenyon and sign up to my newsletter. You'll find it at beautymenotes.substack.com and it's free to subscribe. See you next time.